A good solution to preventing pests from moving around is finding them early. So one of the things we're here for is to help prevent dogs and pigs, especially spreading through the area. But obviously, there are lots of rabbits and other pests around, and our services can also be used for other areas.
You also could potentially be able to identify weeds from the air using drones. How far away are we from having the technology to be able to do that?
We're pretty close. Really, we just need to do some more testing. We have algorithms in place to look through the footage that we're collecting, and we're reasonably confident that at the state that it's in, we will be able to detect and classify weeds. But that still is a big question, and we probably shouldn't make any guarantees at this stage.
So, Daniel, what is it that needs to change? Is it the camera technology with the capacity to capture a high-resolution image of a weed, or is it the tech that sorts through the images and identifies specific plants once it's already been gathered?
Definitely, if the camera systems were to improve slightly, which of course they do every year, it would make it easier to classify and spot the weeds. The software as well, at its current state, there is a lot of really good programs out there, processing methods out there that we are using and investigating that are great. It just needs a bit more time for certain things. You know, if we're using a machine learning algorithm for our purposes, and that takes it requires a lot of data and time.
This kind of company, Ninox is a startup company, and you're dealing with really quickly developing technology and cutting edge technology. Why choose to focus on the agricultural sector?
That's a good question, and I kind of feel that a lot of people in our generation or around there focus on areas of technology that are great, but also kind of not where we need them. There's a lot of young talent out there that could work with agriculture and really improve how we're doing things here in Australia and in the world. I feel that, I've met a lot of farmers in my days, and every single one of them has stories of hardship, and it doesn't need to be that way. There's things that we can do for them, and I feel like we should. And there's money to be made as well. There's for them and us and everyone else that would want to do such a thing.
At the moment, when it comes to operating this drone technology, you've got pilots and you've got somebody sitting there watching the images as they come in live, and then you can, if you see a pig from the air, you can zoom in, those sort of things. How far away are we from being able to send a drone up, let it capture images, but then also have the software to sort through those images so a single operating farmer, which in this part of the world there are a lot of people working by themselves, can use that technology but not be sitting staring at a screen the whole time?
Sure, it's actually really close technologically. We could probably do that today. The problem is that the safety side of things, there's a lot of regulations involved with unmanned aerial vehicles, drones, and the problem with that is, well, at the current situation is that no individual can fly the drone without certification, which in by itself is expensive and kind of inhibits that whole process. So we offer a service, and we go around and fly for every particular farmer that wants the service. But yeah, it hopefully things change soon, and we'd be able to sell these drones with some simpler software that is more usable.